Today's daf is Yoma Daf Zayin. We're going to start with the second line on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. And Rav Sheshes, in the end of the last Amud, so Rav Sheshes said there's a debate whether Tumas Meis is Hutra or Dechuya. And Rav Sheshes says it is Dechuya. So Amar Rav Sheshes Manav Midalav, how do I know that Tuma is Dechuya Betzibur and not Hutra, not completely permitted, but just pushed off? Again, the difference would be if it's Hutra, so generally speaking, we're much more lenient in terms of what's allowed. Dechuya, we try to avoid using the leniency if possible. So how do we know that Tuma is Dechuya, not Hutra? The Tanya, because we learn in Braisa, Haya Omer Makabis Minchasa Omer, let's say the coin was bringing the Minchasa Omer Venit Meis Biado, and the Mincha became Tame Omer Umavian Acheres Tachteha. He tells the other Kohanim that the Mincha became Tame, and you bring another one instead of it. So the Gemara says, "Ve'im Ein Sham Elahi." But if the Rashi says if there's no other barley, Omer Lo Heve Pikeach Ushtok, be a smart person and just be silent, because Minchas Omer is a korban tzibur, and you could bring it betuma. Katani mihas omer mviim achrei tachteha. Nevertheless, the Braisa says that if the mincha became tame, we say that even though it's korban tzibur, if it's possible, you should bring another korban instead of it. You should bring korban in tara. So we see that tuma is dechuya, not hutra. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says medina hechadika shirayim lachila. Rav Nachman rejects that, and he said you can't learn from this Braisa that every place tumah is dechuya betzibur, because we admit that where the korbanos, that only part of it is brought on the mizbeach and the rest of the korban is eaten by the kohanim, so then we should follow the principle of tumah dechuya betzibur. And since there's a portion that's eaten by the kohanim, so therefore you should you need to try to bring it betara so that the kohanim could eat it. And if they bring it betuma, so then it's true you're bringing it in a permissible fashion, but the kohanim would not be allowed to eat it. So therefore, the braisa is dealing with minchas omer, that part of it is burnt on the mizbeach, and part of it is eaten by the kohanim. In that case, I would agree that you should try to bring it betara, but that doesn't mean that always tumah is dechuya betzibur. So now we're going to ask another question of Nachman, who says Nachman's of the view that tumah is hutra betzibur. The Braisa says, "Meisvehoy makri minchas parim ve'elim kvasim v'nit meis biyado." Let's say the Kohen is bringing a mincha of bulls and rams and sheep, and he has, and the mincha became tamei omer v'mivim acheres tachteha v'imein sham elahi omim lo heve pikeach ushtok. Same scenario, except we're not dealing with minchas omer, we're dealing with minchas parim ve'elim kvasim. So my love, parim kvasim dechag. Are we not talking about the parim, the elim kvasim of the chag that we bring as an ola on the holiday of Sukkos? So if we're talking about an ola, so and none of the ola is eaten by the kohanim, and ola is completely burnt. So what are we? And nevertheless, what are we saying? If it's possible to bring in a non-tame korban, an animal to exchange it, that's preferable. So we see even in a case where the kohanim are not eating it, still tuma dechuya betzibur. So Gemara says, "Amar lach Rav Nachman." Rav Nachman would respond to you, "Lo, no, the Braisa is not speaking about the minchas nesachim of the korbanos that are brought with the chag. But, however, the mincha of parim is what? Par avodah zarah. He's talking about a bull that's brought as an ola that you bring if all of Klal Yisrael committed avodah zarah, bishogeg, unintentionally, based on the ruling of Beis Din. Afalgav the tzibor, who even though it's a korban tzibor, came in the lo kaviale. Since it's not fixed, not a fixed kaviale's month, since it doesn't have a fixed time, so Madrinan, we try to find a tahor one. We try to bring another mincha. And what's elim? That's elo shel Aaron. That's refers to the ram of the Aaron. That's a minchas nesachim of the ram that's brought. The Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. The afagat kvi leizman came in sheshayachid hu madrinan. that even though that has a fixed time, but that's simply Aaron's personal korban. So that's only docha tuma, only overrides tuma. It doesn't tant hutra, and therefore we try to find another animal. Kvasi, what's kvasi? That's the keves abayim omer. That's the keves that the sheep that's brought with the korban omer. The ika shirayim lachil. That's not the case where the korban do get to eat it, and therefore we try to bring another korban. Meisfer, we try to ask another question on the Renachman from Abraisa. Dam shenitma uzrakum b'shogi. Let's say there's the blood of a korban that became tame, and you're not allowed to sprinkle it on the mizbeach. And then you went and you sprinkled it. If it's b'shogeg, if you sprinkled it b'shogeg, that you didn't know that there's an iser hurtza, then the korban is kosher and it serves and it works. If it was b'mezid, if you sprinkled the blood b'mezid intentionally, lo hurtza. So the rabbis made a kanas, and it doesn't work. So what do we see from here? The Gemara at this point thinks that the Brisa is speaking even about korbanos tzibor, and if so, the fact that the Brisa says that if the blood was sprinkled b'mezid, the meat is pasul. So what do we see from here? So we see that tuma is not hutra b'tzibor, because it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no, kitay hidiyachid. The Brisa is only talking about a korban yachid, meaning what? A korban doesn't have a fixed man, but if it did have a fixed man, the tuma would be hutra, and therefore, if it was sprinkled b'mezid, the korban would be kosher. The Gemara is going to try to bring another proof that tuma dechuyah is b'tzibur. Tashma, come in here. Alma hatzitz maratze. What situation is the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears that also serves as ritzui, that also serves as an atonement and kashers the korban that it should be effective. Al adam v'al basar v'al chelev shenitma. So somehow the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol works to affect the korban of in the case where the blood, the meat, or the fat that is brought in the mizbeach became tame, bein b'shoge bein b'mezid. Whether that happened b'shoge or b'mezid, bein b'olus bein b'ratz b'yachum bein b'tzibur, it doesn't make a difference whether it's unintentional, intentional. It was a forced situation. It was willing. It was individual. It was a community. V'isol kadaitach tu mahutra heter b'tzibur. And if you want to say that Tuma is hutra b'tzibur, lama li l'ratzuye. Well, I have to say that the tzitz works to effectuate the korban tzibur that became tabe. The Torah should say it's permitted completely if it was tabe. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, "You kikatani atzitz maratza di yachid." No, when do I say that the tzitz maratza? That's only on the korban yachid. So when it says that the tzitz works, it's not in all these cases that's listed. It's only on the yachid. Maybe if you want to say even talking about tzibor, baharak lo kviyel zman. Again, it's only talking about those tzibor korbanos, those korbanos tzibor that don't have a fixed time. Okay, so we ask all these questions on Rav Nachman to try to prove that tuma is dechuyah b'tzibor, and we were able to reject them and say none of them are compelling. Now we're going to ask a question on Rav Sheshes, who says that tuma is dechuyah b'tzibor. So the Gemara says meisvei, we bring a brisa. On Rav Sheshes, it says with respect to the tzitz, the head plate of the Kohen Gadol, Venasa Aaron es Avon HaKadoshim, that the tzitz atones for the sin of the Kodshim, and it kashers a korban. It renders a korban that had a sin, it makes it kosher, in effect. So V'chi Eza Avon, who knows say, what sin could happen to a korban that would cause the tzitz to atone for it and make it kosher? Im avon pigol, if the sin is pigol, that when the kohen did one of the avodos of shkita kabbalah halacha zrika, of shechting it, of receiving the blood, of taking it over to the mizbeach and sprinkling on the mizbeach, he thought to sprinkle the blood or to burn the limbs or to eat from it, not in the proper place. So that can't be. Harei kvar nemar lo yiratzeh. The pasuk already says lo yiratzeh, that there's no way it doesn't work. It's not effective. It won't serve to appease Hashem. So nothing can change the status. So it can't be the tzitz works for that. The im avon nosar, if the tzitz says that it's mechaper on the sin of nosar, harei kvar demar lo yechashev. No, it says that also there's a lashon that it won't be considered that the korban is possible. It's not effective. So what it means here is, but wait, just want, let me be very clear. Avol nosar means it's a thought of nosar, which some people call pigul. But there's improper thoughts about the place, and there's improper thoughts about the time. The avol nosar here means the kohen thought to do one of the avodos. He thought when he's doing one of the avodos, he thought to burn or to sprinkle or to burn or to eat after the appropriate time. That also won't work. So ha eno nosay el avon tuma. So must be that the tzitz atones for the sin of tuma. Shehutra michlala, because there is already a heter since there already is a heter for tuma, which is what? That's betzibor. Tuma hutra betzibor. V'kacha l'Rav Sheshet. That's question of Sheshet. In other words, the brisa is assuming the brisa is assuming that when we're going to be lenient, when the tzitz is going to allow something, it would only allow something that was otherwise forbidden if there is something, if there's another exception to it being forbidden. So the only it can't be pigol when you plan on, you know, doing one of the avodos chutz lizman or chutz lemakom, because there's clearly the pasuk said it's forbidden. There's never ever an exception to that. Tuma, if tzitz is mechaper on something, it would probably be tuma, because tuma already has a leniency. Once that tuma hutra betzibor, is the question on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes only holds tuma dechuya betzibor. So in this, Rav Sheshes says no, it's okay. Tanahi, it's actually a machlokas tanaim. There's actually the debate between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman is not merely an Amoraic debate; it's a Tanaitic debate. The Tanya tzitz bein sheyesh al mitzvo bein sheein al mitzvo meratza di Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says that the tzitz, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or whether he's not wearing it, it serves as a ritzoy, as a kapara. It can atone over korbanos that were brought bitumah, so that they should be effective. And therefore, even if the korban became tame, when the tzitz wasn't on the forehead of Kohen Gadol, the tzitz kashers the avoda. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda Meir, no, Odei al mitzcho meratza. Ain't Odei al mitzcho in ratza. Rabbi Huda says, no, it depends. It only serves as an atonement if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Miyochia. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm going to prove to you, because Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, what happens there? Ain't Odei al mitzcho meratza. That by Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not wearing the tzitz. Why is he not wearing the tzitz? Because Kohen Gadol is wearing only the white garments when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then, and nevertheless, it's Meratzeh on the Korbanos that he's bringing at that time, if they become Tameh. So, Omar Lo, Rabbi Huda, Hanach Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, Shetum Hut Lo Betzibor. Huda says, no, you can't bring a raya proof from Yom Kippur to call Tarkula. By Yom Kippur, we have a principle of Tumah Hutra Betzibor, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. That's an exception to the rule. That's a special halacha. So, Miklal, so in other words, what does Rabbi Huda hold? Rabbi Huda must hold that only by Yom Kippur, Tumah Hutra Betzibor, but the rest, and not Yom Kippur, Tumah Dechuya Betzibor. So Miklal, the Rishimans, I'm sorry, my mistake. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, right? So then the Tumas Hutra B'tzibor. So when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, he can only bring Korban Tzibor, and Korban Tzibor are permitted completely bituma, and you don't need the tzitz. But Korban Yachid that became Tameh, then they do require the tzitz. In that case, the tzitz only works when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's position is that on when it comes to Yom Kippur, so you don't there you don't need the tzitz because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Is that he's offering the Korban Tzibur, and therefore you don't need the tzitz. So then what must Rabbi Shimon hold? He says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the tzitz is meratzeh, even when it's not on his forehead. Even when you're bringing a Korban Tzibur. Why? Because he is Savar Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon holds that Tuma is only Dechuya B'Tzibur. So therefore, even Korbanos Tzibur require the tzitz. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tzitz is completely ineffective of Yom Kippur because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you don't need the tzitz. According to Rabbi Shimon, you do need the tzitz, but it works even if it's just not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Why do you need the tzitz on Yom Kippur? It's a Korban Tzibur. He must hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. So we see that this brisa demonstrates that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the brisa which says that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's from Nachman. And then Rav Sheshes, who says Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, that's like Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Abaye says, B'shenishbar Hatzitz. Let's say the tzitz broke. Kuli Amalo Pligi Lo Maratz, everyone agrees that the tzitz is not effective. Ki Pligi the Tali B'sichsa. Let's say it is hanging on a peg. In other words, that's their argument. When the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it and it's just lying around. But it's complete. Rabbi Huda says, that it says, Al Metzach B'nasa. Rabbi Huda holds, in order for it to be effective, it has to be on the forehead of Aaron. And then it could bear the sins. Rav Shimon Savar, Tamid L'Ratzon. The Pasuk says that the Vahayal Mitzchot, Tamid L'Ratzon Lifnei Hashem. It says, is Maratze, Tamid, constantly, even when it's not on the forehead of the Kohen. My Tamid, what does Tamid mean? Ileva Tamid Al Mitzchot. If you say it means always on his forehead, Mimishkach Hasla, how is it possible to fill this? Milo boy meal the basic key say doesn't the Kohen Gadol need to go to the bathroom? In which case, there is not, he won't wear the tzitz. Umi lo boy minam, and then won't he need to go to sleep? Ella tamid can't be that he's constantly wearing the tzitz. It must be tamid maratzehu. It's always maratze, even when it's not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Nami Oksiv Tamid also says the word Tamid. What is he darshan with that? So he says, Ahu Tamid Shlo Yasir Datim Menu. When it means Tamid, it means that the Kohen Gadol should not lose focus from the tzitz. In other words, whenever the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, he should always remind himself that tzitz is on his forehead, and he should have this, and he should think, we should recognize the Kedusha that is on him. That's a very special, obviously, beged that you should realize that you have the Kedushas Hashem that's written on the tzitz. Kederaba Baravuna, Daravuna, Chayvanam, Lamashish, Bitfilav, Bechol Shah Vashah. So, similarly, this is similar to the idea that Rabba Baravuna says that a person who's wearing tefillin needs to always sort of feel the tefillin in a sense, all the time, and what it means is that whenever he, so that there's no hesach hadas, kava chomer mitzitz, he learned it from the tzitz. Umatzitz shein bo elas karachas. The tzitz only has one shem Hashem. Amar Torah al mitzchol tamid. The Torah says al mitzchol tamid that you should always be thinking about it. Shlo yasiach datu menu. Tefillin sheish b'hem ars karos harbe. There are many shemos Hashem. Lachas kam kama, and therefore you shouldn't deviate, you shouldn't lose focus that you're wearing tefillin, therefore you should try to handle your tefillin. So again, that's by the way why, like, you know, in theory you can wear tefillin all day, we don't wear tefillin all day, we limit it because Shemos Hashem, and you really should be focused. So during davening came to them, then we can focus. But other than that, that's why we don't wear tefillin. But this whole idea about always thinking about the fact that you have tefillin, this idea comes from the tzitz. Okay.